Good morning and welcome to the Andy Summer Show here on 92.5 XTU with Andy and Dave Cruz.
So last night were the Oscars, the 2020 Academy Awards.
And the second year without a host.
Yeah. Did you watch any of it?
I watched it. I joined it about midway through and I saw, I think I tuned in at a bad part. I saw the documentary.
Part. Yeah.
I did see Laura Dern, Will Ferrell, and Julie Louis-Dreyfus were funny. But it's the 40 minutes I watched, and I feel like that's a good clump of time.
Okay.
40 minutes watching a show. Man, it was kind of boring. It made me sort of wish there actually was a host, which I didn't feel last year. Last year, I liked it. It just went bam, bam, bam.
Right. But this just took a little too long,
I think? It's just really slow.
Yeah.
It's an award show. Maybe that's...
I honestly didn't watch any of it. I wasn't interested in any of it. I hadn't seen any of the movies. I've had no interest in the Oscars at all this year. But Donnie, you watched the whole thing, right?
Yeah, I watched most of it.
Okay.
Yeah. There were some surprises, some cool stuff, but honestly, it was kind of boring.
I want to say kind of like you said, and I think when we talked to Deborah Norville last week, she said the same thing about not really having a vested interest in any movie. Not that they weren't good, because we saw a number of movies, but... there were no movies where like, oh my God, this is my favorite movie ever. I hope it wins everything. It better win everything. It's like,
But I feel like Hollywood's getting better, I feel, because at least this year I was interested in seeing some of them, right? Whereas the last couple of years have been like, I'm fine just going to the movies with my kids and just watching animated features that aren't even good enough to be nominated.
Right.
Because these other things are like... so heavy, like the Weight of Water, the one about
The Shape of Water,
that won a couple years ago.
Weird. I tried watching that and I couldn't because it was weird.
Yeah, man. You look back at the last like 10 years of Best Picture Oscar winners. I don't think I've seen but one of them.
Yeah.
I
mean, well, you saw this one because
I did see Parasite. Yeah, I think I might be the only one who's seen Parasite
because it's a South Korean movie, so it has subtitles.
Yeah, so you have to focus.
What is it about?
Well, I don't want to ruin it for you.
Okay. Is it about a parasite?
No, it's about a family. A lower class family that gets into a higher class lifestyle by being like a parasite.
Oh.
You know, they absorb the identity and the lives of rich people.
So what's interesting about Parasite winning is that it made it the first film not in the English language to take home the Best Picture in the 92-year history of the Academy Awards.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you haven't done movies with subtitles and you're thinking you want to expand your cultural universe a little bit, this is a good one to do.
It was pretty good. Although, I don't know if it was pretty good because the other movies weren't that dominant. I mean, although I didn't see 1917, that was predicted by a lot of people to win.
Yeah.
You saw Marriage Story and loved it, right?
I did like that. Yeah. It's depressing. You know, just don't even make movies that are fun anymore.
But at least Toy Story 4 won, didn't it?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
There's one.
So that was good. But of course, there were also some fun surprises and maybe not so surprises. But like Joaquin Phoenix, you know, he didn't disappoint. He made you scratch your head and go, what?
Right.
So we'll talk about that in the X-Files next.
Good morning. Wake up with the Andy Summers Show.
Wake you up.
With Dave Cruz.
Gotta wake you up for the day.
On 92.5 XTU. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.